Yeah, it's been a bit of a journey for us this year in surrendering to the Holy Spirit in new ways and really seeking God's next step and plans for our lives. And sometimes it doesn't make sense, like Pastor Rob said, and we don't have all the answers. You can ask questions, but we probably won't have answers. We are simply just stepping out in faith and trusting God, and He's made it very clear to us in this time. But I will say this, I know that I wouldn't be following God like this and taking these steps of faith. Yes, of course, if it wasn't for my parents and my family and their steps of faith and their acts of obedience to God, but also not just my family in the natural, but for this church family and for Pastor Rob and Denise and the investment that all of you have had in our lives, in my life. And it's been 7 years. At the end of this year, it'll be 7 years on staff at MCF. Seven's significant for something. We truly believe in what God's doing in this house. And I had a little complaint to God. And sorry, Leanne, I did complain a little. And I said, God, I just feel like revival is breaking out in our church. Why would you call us out now? We've been praying for this. We've been bleeding for this, believing for this, preaching on this, prophesying this. But I truly believe, I just want to inject some hope into you that I truly believe that the best days are ahead for this church. And I don't think it's just this church. I think the church globally, I think God is stirring. And anyone that is hungry to jump in and receive and surrender to the Holy Spirit will taste of this new wine, this new oil, this revival that is being poured out. And I feel it here in the atmosphere. The same feeling I've had when I've visited other places and seen God move powerfully, I feel it in the atmosphere of this church as we worship. And I believe that in us being obedient and stepping aside, that we will create space for other people to be raised up and to continue to be more fruitful in this church. And I'm excited for what is to come. I'm excited to see what God releases on this house. And I am truly expectant that even before the end of the year, we will see God do things that we've never seen before. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to summarize what was a sermon today into maybe a short scripture and maybe share for just 5 minutes. And so, worship team, if you could just be ready. And Leanne, thank you for graciously playing the anointing board. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in this house. We honor you. We truly honor you. Lord, we say again, thank you for trusting us with your presence. Holy Spirit, I pray over every member of this church that yes, they would have beautiful experiences and encounters with you as we come together to worship. But I pray, Lord, let revival not just be poured out in this place, but let it be poured out in homes, in families, in living rooms, in bedrooms. Lord, I pray, let that spirit of revelation and the spirit of revival fire, Lord, burn in the hearts of our children, burn in the hearts of mums and dads, on young and old. I pray, Lord, in workplaces, let the spirit of revival begin to stir, even in businesses, Lord, in the schools of Mackay, Lord, in classrooms. Holy Spirit, come. Let heaven come. Bring your kingdom, Lord. Release the kingdom. I thank you, Jesus, that when the King comes in, when the King comes in, he comes with his kingdom. And so we invite you, King Jesus, come. Come into Mackay, Lord. Come advance in our city, God. I thank you, Lord, that when the King comes with his kingdom, there is miracles, signs, and wonders to affirm that the King is here. And we welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you, Lord. Have your way in us. Prepare us, as the song said, Lord. Consecrate us, your temple, to house your presence and your name forever. Prepare our hearts and our minds to carry an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Not just the pastors, Lord, but the people to carry this fire in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I want to share one scripture with you this morning. And I think I do have a slide for this one. It's in Romans 8. Romans 8, starting in verse 12. It says this, it talks about the spirit of sonship. And Paul writes to the church in Romans, "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." Catch this. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Anyone want to be led by the Spirit of God this morning? "These are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, 'Abba, Father.' And the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." We are children of God. Those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. If you were to do a word study on that word sons, you'd find another translation for it would be young horse. Young horse. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, like young horses. You know, what do you do when you get a young horse? A young horse doesn't know the way to go. It doesn't know how to behave. It doesn't know how to live, how to act, how it needs to be trained. And especially if you're a horse rider, if you had a young horse, you would need to teach that horse and break that horse in. And so the rider saddles up, locks in the reins, and starts to teach and drive and break that horse in until that horse learns to trust its master. Until the horse learns how to trust the leading of its master. You know, in the same way, or in a similar way, the Holy Spirit wants a landing pad. The Holy Spirit doesn't just want to fill heaven with His glory, He wants to fill you. In the Old Testament, we see stories of the temple of God being filled with the glory and the presence of God. But in the New Testament, we see that now you are, your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. As Ben read out earlier, we are called to offer our bodies, our members as a living sacrifice unto God. Sometimes when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you don't know how to act. I know sometimes when the Holy Spirit has come upon me, I don't know how to behave because I'm still learning. I'm a young horse. But in trusting my master, I can yield and surrender to the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we see the Holy Spirit poured out on a service or on a people. And sometimes people's bodies are acting a little differently to the way they normally would. Sometimes people feel compelled to shout with joy. Sometimes people feel like joy is stirring in their spirit from the love of God, and they start bursting out in laughter that is uncontrollable. Sometimes people shake. Sometimes people fall over. Sometimes people dance and sing. And it might look weird to the human eye, but to the Spirit, it's holy and it's beautiful. Some people have said before, "I don't understand why people carry on and get all crazy when the Holy Spirit comes into the room, because isn't the Holy Spirit a spirit of self-control?" Well, no, not quite. There's the fruit of the Spirit, which is self-control. But the fruit of the Spirit's self-control is very different to the spirit of control and the spirit of religion, right? When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we need to yield, surrender, as a young horse would to its master. There's a difference between control and religion, and actually self-control. Self-control is the ability given by the Holy Spirit to resist sin and temptation. Not to resist the Holy Spirit, feel the Holy Spirit being poured out on our church. I feel it. And sometimes I don't feel it, but I believe it. I can see it in faith. And I pray that you would, like me, learn how to be a son of God, learn how to be a young horse, not be a slave to bondage and control, but actually surrender and yield to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, fill my life, fill my mind, lead me wherever I need to go. Lead me wherever you're going. You know, sometimes I found myself in life stumbling and falling when I forget that the Holy Spirit is with me. And I found myself over time falling into sin. And I feel that conviction instantly. It's like the Holy Spirit's grabbing the reins and He's pulling me back into alignment with Him. It's like that spirit of righteous conviction pulling the reins and leading me back onto the right path. And I want to share some good news for you today. If you'd found yourself falling out of God's will, or stumbling into temptation, or stumbling into distraction and focusing on the wrong things, or falling into sin, and you feel the instant conviction of the Holy Spirit, that's good news to tell you that you are a son and a daughter of God. Because those who don't have the Holy Spirit, they sin and get distracted and they enjoy it. But those who are led by the Spirit feel the pullings of the reins of the Holy Spirit saying, come back to me, come back to me. Let me lead you, let me guide you. And I pray that more of the Holy Spirit, that more of an awareness of His presence, power and love, of His truth would fill our minds and our hearts, so that we wouldn't stumble into sin, but we would just know to trust the reins and the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I honor Pastor Robin's and Denise, because that's what they're doing with these services. You know, church is not about catering to your needs. It's about Him. I don't come to church to worship you and your time frame and what you like. I love you and we bless you and we're so glad that you're a part of this house. But the church of Jesus Christ is the bride of His. It's His bride. It's His bride. He is our Lord. Our church service is unto Him, not unto the people. And so I honor Pastor Rob and Denise, because they are learning. Sometimes we don't know what church is going to look like on a Sunday. We have our plan, but we submit it to the Holy Spirit and let Him write it and let Him lead it and steer it. I love our worship team. I bless our worship team, because they don't just stick to a set list. They come and worship in God, but if He leads us in a different direction, we'll say, let heaven come. We ought to be led by the Spirit of God. And those who are led, only those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Not led by human wisdom, not led by control, not led by fear, not led by my 5-step plan for success in my future. I surrender all plans. I write the plans, but I surrender them to the Holy Spirit for Him to ride upon. Anyone here today just want to be a little more led by the Holy Spirit? Can we stand together today? I believe there is a spirit of adoption moving in the room today. Even we started to sing it. I didn't even know if that was songs that we planned, but we started singing about our Father in heaven. We started singing about how good He is. His love endures forever. And today, if you've felt like you've struggled to surrender to the Holy Spirit, and maybe it's because you don't know if you can fully trust God to be in control. Maybe it's because you don't know if you can fully trust God to be in control, because last time you trusted somebody to be in control of your life, it didn't go well. I believe the Father's heart today is to love you and to heal you. See, an orphan spirit, or a spirit of control or bondage, it's not just something that can be cast out. It's something that needs to be displaced by love. It's perfect love that drives out fear. And I believe the love of God is in this place this morning, and He wants to move by His Spirit and heal and displace fear, displace that control or that anxious feeling when the Spirit of God starts to move. And He wants you to learn how to surrender and trust Him. He is a good God. Can be trusted. It's an honor to be in His presence. And so we yield and we surrender unto Him. Would you open your hearts and lift your hands across this place this morning? Heal hearts this morning. Renew our minds this morning. Not to live as orphans in fear of you, God, but to live as sons in love with the Father, led by the Holy Spirit. Would you pray this prayer with me, church? Say, Holy Spirit, I need you to lead me. I repent, Lord, for when I've gone my own way, or I've been distracted. This morning, I yield myself to you. I surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Lead me, I pray. Lead me on paths of righteousness. Lead me into encounters with your love. Lead me into revelations of the Father's heart. Sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Can we sing something, team? Just open your heart, open your hands. Holy Spirit, we yield and surrender to you. Maybe some of you need to repent of some areas of your life where you haven't been led by God, but you've been led by something else. Maybe some of you need to come and fill the altar and just say, Lord, I surrender. I want to be your son. I want to be your young horse. Lord, I want you to lead and guide my life. We thank you, Lord. The altar is open if you wish to worship.